Well, Brendan, if we start with Jacob Wiedering, is he back earlier than many might have thought?
No, he's back because he's ready. He's been an absolute professional. His rehab's gone really well. So, ready to perform.
And, important game for him to come back, given the tools in the North Melbourne forward line?
Yeah, it's another great challenge for him, first-year player. But, you know, we can't just rely on Jacob Wiedering. It's about our pressure around the ball.
Are you confident you've got the personnel to man up on Petrie, Brown, and Waite, those sort of guys?
As I just said, it's not around personnel. It's not about individual matchups. It's about pressure around the ball and our system as a whole. That's going to provide challenges there for us, but one we're looking forward to. It will test our system.
Based on selections, it does seem that a similar sort of philosophy for the ruck battle as well, in terms of going up against Goldstein, in terms of sharing the load a little bit around the ground.
Oh, yeah, we try and share the load. We try to be a team that's not about an individual, and, you know, Gorringe gets an opportunity. Yeah.
What can you tell us about Daniel Gorringe exactly? He didn't play in the VFL last week.
Yeah, no, he's an elite runner. He's got a great endurance base and good speed, so... footy's about opportunity, so he's a good chance against a real quality ruckman.
Is there a reason why you chose him over Cameron Wood this week?
He's on our list, on our primary list, yeah.
Yeah. You upgraded Cameron Wood this week, so was there a reason why Gorringe sort of got the nod ahead of him?
I think he's got a terrific engine, so that gives him the opportunity. Wood's a terrific competitor as well, but yeah, we've gone with a guy who can really run this week.
Looking forward to learning some stuff about the
players
this week. How about yourself as a coach?
And
it does seem like there are a lot of selection headaches, so fitting those jigsaw pieces in will be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, every week's a challenge like that, and every week you try and analyse an opposition and go with a method that you think will expose them, and this week's no different. It's a great chance for our group to build some resilience and work out other ways. I look at it as a strength and an opportunity more than than something that you just stress and worry about. But we won't be defined just on wins and losses.
Brendan, what have the wins, though, what have they done for the psyche of the group, particularly the thrilling win you had over Port?
Our team, and I mean this in terms of from way back early in November, has been buzzing in terms of work rate and effort, and nothing's changed. We've got to make sure we keep being defined by work rate and effort. The wins are the little steps of affirmation, and again, from all the work we need to do, we can't get too high and low. I say it most weeks, but that's where we are. Yeah.
How did Patrick Cripps pull up after his big effort last week?
Yeah, as I said, he's a farm lad and he's really tough, and he'll be fine.
North's pressure around the ball, they're obviously really high up there in the competition. How do you sort of fight fire with fire in I suppose the coalface there?
Yeah, every week it's important to win the supply battle, so we know that. They're on top of the ladder for a reason. So it's going to be a great challenge for a lot of our leadership group in and around the contest. Murphy, Gibbs, Cripps, Thomas. Play against the best. Great opportunity, great challenge.
Yeah, now the center clearance numbers haven't been that high from your end. Is there anything you're going to do different this week?
We're continually working on it. Without going into the specifics, we'll trial things, and we do every week because we're trying to find ways to be better all the time. Not just at centre bounces, but with all phases of our game.
North obviously don't have Jacobs this week, so that probably changes their setup a little bit. Does that change what you guys do at all around the ball?
No, not really. Listen, if someone gets going, North may lock on, but we'll just wait and see on that one. Yeah.
You were obviously close with Jared up there during the time of Hawthorne. I mean, the resilience of the great thing is pretty amazing. Have you reached out or tell us about your attraction?
Yeah, I've already made a couple of comments. Just send him all my love, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good luck.
Thank you.